In the first part of a two-week series, FM89's Ezra David Romero reports on what some are calling a high-tech boom in a region that's known more for its farms and dairies than for its technological advances.
Meet a guy who wakes up and spends his entire day with Google.
Daniel Galindo, I'm a student at the Merced JC.
This 22-year-old won't label himself as a nerd or a techie. He doesn't have a programming degree or write code.
I use Google for research, for homework, class projects, also my phone powered by Google as well as an Android phone. So
he's a millennial, and he says that's enough. That's why when I asked him if he wanted to come with me to spy on a project Google is working on, he looked up from his phone.
I think it'd be cool to see what they're actually doing in person.
But Google's super secret. We asked Google for an interview, but they didn't want to talk.
Ah, we're here.
A 6-foot-tall chain link fence covered in green canvas hides where the tech company is testing at the historic Castle Air Force Base in Atwater, now called Castle Commerce Center. To the eye, the Cold War relic of a base looks dreary, weed-ridden, and sort of run down. But carved out in pockets of the 2,700 acres of runway and office park are companies using surprisingly advanced technology. We'll start with Google and the driverless car.
So we're here behind the fence, basically at Google. What are you seeing?
They're using the old parking lot around the dormitories with new stoplights put in to test these cars, and we've been seeing a black car with one or two people that are talking into something driving around the track.
He's not the only one excited about Google's presence in the valley. Brendan Smith is a mechanical engineering PhD student at the UC Merced Extension campus at Castle. He peers over Google's fence daily.
I was looking over the fence, and you could see the Lexus autonomous vehicle with the LiDAR unit on the top, which allows it to basically see its surroundings. And you can see the Prius crossing across the intersection as the autonomous vehicle waited.
Smith is also in tech. He flies drones less than 1,000 feet away from the autonomous car. He's part of a 40-man team at UC Merced building data drones. His PhD project is wrapped in blue styrofoam and is called a water drone.
The mission right now is to collect water samples. We can get a pretty good approximation of the number of species that are in that area and what type of species are in that area.
But the driverless car and water collecting drones are only two things on the list of technological innovation at Castle. Giant cranes, prosthetic limbs, a robotics group, and a balloon-based internet system via Google's Project Loon are just a few.
I understand that there's also rockets being built here.
There are, down the road.
So down Ammo Road.
Yeah. We have a company called Ventions. They're a San Francisco company, and they make small rocket motors, essentially, for things like satellites and so on and so forth.
That's Scott Malta, the airport manager. He served at the base at 17, got married there, and later became a flight instructor in the 80s. He remembers what life was like when the base was full of pilots and planes.
If you transform back to the Air Force days, when money was kind of unlimited, manpower was kind of unlimited, you know, you never saw grass in cracks, you never saw dry ground. This place was a show place.
The base shut down in 1995 and sat largely dormant until 2006 when Merced County bought it and began looking for renters. I asked Matt Honan, a senior writer with Wired magazine, why such diverse tech companies are making their way to Merced County.
Central California isn't Mountain View or Silicon Valley. Why do you think tech would boom here?
It doesn't have that population concentration that you've got in the Bay Area. And to some extent, companies like to test things in the United States because it's cheaper. That might simulate things they're going to see outside of Silicon Valley. If you're trying to set something up just for Silicon Valley, just for Mountain View, just for San Francisco, it's not going to be highly relevant to a lot of people throughout the country and the world.
And that's exactly why Merced County leaders want to attract companies like Google to Castle. Mark Hendrickson is the Director of Community and Economic Development for the county.
Becoming a success in the future is thinking bigger. It's thinking brighter. It's thinking Google.
But until then, Hendrickson and his team are on the prowl to attract other companies like Google to Merced County. Reporting from the old Castle Air Force Base, I'm Ezra David Romero.